Welcome to North Star Church. At North Star, our desire is to lead people to follow Jesus Christ and not simply go to church, but to be the church. The following message is by Jeff Noble, lead pastor and teacher at our Blacksburg, Virginia campus. You can find more information about North Star, including recent podcasts, news, upcoming events, and so much more at northstarfamily.org. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy today's message.
Next Sunday, when we get back to the middle school at 11 o'clock for you fans, two services visiting today, a long time for North Star Church. Today we celebrate a groundbreaking, but today we also celebrate our 15th anniversary. When Bob and Sandra Jack began gathering for worship and for Bible study in 2003, you might say that even then they knew that North Star Church. I certainly don't think the Montgomery County School Board anticipated it would be 15 years later. We have been so blessed and so graced and so favored by so many people to be allowed to meet in the middle school for this long. And we have so many people to thank for that. But we knew all along that if North Star was going to continue to have a lasting influence in the New River Valley, there would be a day that we needed a home base, that we needed a launching pad. And so way back in 2011, we began looking for land. And if you've ever attempted to look for 10-plus acres of land that's affordable in the New River Valley, you know it is almost impossible. And then we found out that God loves to do the impossible things. One of our members found this tract of land. It wasn't listed for sale. We contacted the owner, agreed to sell us these 10 acres, and today we sit on a piece of land that is located in such a strategic position to bless the New River Valley, and it is all God. It's all God that's provided. It's all God that's at work. It has really been amazing. And so over the past 15 years of being a church together, we have literally seen thousands of people come through our door. If you've been a part of North Star for very long at all, you know that every May when we do Send Off Sunday, we'll typically say goodbye to 60 to 100 people. And so for us to grow as a church, we don't just add people. We also have to replace those who leave every single year. And so we began looking. And so our current content management system that keeps track of our members and guests, we've been using just since about 2015. And in that content management system, we have 5,600 names. That includes anybody that's ever filled out a Howdy card, anybody that's ever given us their information. Now, what that doesn't include is that doesn't include people who don't give us their information on a Howdy card. And even this morning, some of you are like going, I'm not filling that thing out. Well, we know. We know a lot of people don't choose to give us their information for one reason or another. What that also doesn't include is that doesn't include 7 years prior to when we began using a CMS online system. We have some records, but we don't have records of people who passed through. And so it really is amazing to think about what you, the church, have done to bless and to disciple and to mentor and to send out thousands of people from this faith family. It is truly, truly humbling. Now, all along the way, from Bob to myself to all of our ministers on staff, anyone that's preached, anybody that's led, all along the way, we have communicated a simple but a profound message. And it is not, don't go to church, be the church. That's not even original to us. We just own it, all right? But our simple and profound message that we have attempted to communicate over and over and over and over again is just this: Jesus Christ is Lord. Above all the excitement and enthusiasm today, I don't know if you've been over here to the equipment, but our contractor was gracious enough not just to put equipment here to build enthusiasm, but to bring brand new equipment. The seats still have plastic on them. I mean, it's just amazing. But above and beyond all the enthusiasm and the excitement, above the activity and construction that will begin taking place here on this land in October, you need to hear me say, you need to understand that I, along with our leadership board, along with our small group leaders, all of the leaders and guides and shepherds of North Star Church, we say together in unison that Jesus Christ is Lord, that there is no other way to heaven except through a love relationship with the Father through faith in Jesus Christ. He is not optional to life. Every human destiny is dependent on whether you respond in faith to a loving invitation from the Father to have your sins forgiven by placing your future and your faith completely in the hands of Jesus, who died so that my sins and that your sins might be forgiven. The Apostle Peter preached to the religious leaders in Acts chapter 4, and he said, "There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given by which we must be saved." And then Jesus told his disciples in John chapter 14, verse 6, he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And then Paul told the Roman church in his letter to the Romans, in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, he said, "God proves his own love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Now, in some churches, that would get an amen. I know that you guys aren't used to saying that, so let me just read it one more time so you'll kind of meditate on this. While you were still a sinner, Christ died for you. There you go. Someone's like, what does amen even mean? I don't know why I'm saying this, but it just means so be it. It means hallelujah. It means it's a fitting conclusion and an agreement to what God is doing. So we want to be very, very clear today. We as the people of North Star Church declare that the most important truth in all of life is that Jesus Christ is Lord. We are here preparing for the next great phase of our church's life and ministry. And we declare and we pledge to one another, and we declare and we pledge to you who are our guests today, that we will not falter, that we will not shift, that we will not hesitate to proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. And it is only through a love relationship with Jesus Christ that any of us can experience forgiveness of sins, experience peace and hope, and know the joy of an eternal destination that ends in heaven with Christ. And so we exist to make much of Jesus, to grow as his disciples, to lead others into a love relationship with him. And so will you help me this morning in declaring together that Jesus Christ is Lord? We're simply going to say that together. We want to make the hills ring. We want to make this place ring. We want the declaration of this congregation at this time before dirt is ever turned. We want our community, we want our state, we want our world to know what we stand for. So we're going to say together, Jesus Christ is Lord. Are you ready for that? All right. Jesus Christ is Lord. One more time. Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, can you do that in personal conversations this week? Can you do that in coffee shop visits this week? Can you reveal that this week? Can you prove that this week by your lifestyle, by your conversations, by your choices, by your decisions, by what you spend money on? Can you reveal, can you prove, can you demonstrate by your life, by being the church, which means demonstrating to everybody that watches and listens and hears you and reads your social statuses that Jesus Christ is Lord? When we say be the church, we are joyfully and sincerely serious. There is nothing greater for our identities, our futures, our families, our communities, our colleges, our professions, our friendships, or investments than living our lives and a love relationship with Jesus Christ. We are his body. We are his church. And today, as we celebrate this groundbreaking in our 15th anniversary, above all, we magnify Jesus as Lord. And so it's given me this task of, like, what scripture do you choose to elaborate on, dig in? And so I began, of course, doing what all good preachers do. I'm going to go search on a Bible app and just see, is there a phrase for dig in? I found some really inappropriate ones that you just can't share from Deuteronomy. And I was just like, oh, this would be amazing, but I just can't share that in mixed company. And so as I'm looking, I was stuck on something that Jesus shared with his disciples. And it's from Matthew chapter 7. So I want to encourage you to turn there, Matthew chapter 7. Hold your place at verse 24. But when you hear dig in, you think of all kinds of different connotations, don't you? When you hear dig in, you think of motivational speeches. Maybe you think of things from coaches, and they say, let's do this. Let's dig in, dig deep. And so it's like one of those things you're like, yeah, let's do this. And then also when you hear the words of dig in, you think of a military use. You think about how it refers to defensive positions and even trench warfare. And fun fact, in World War I, on the Western Front, if you were to put all of the trenches together end to end that they dug in those defensive positions, you would get a trench 25,000 miles long. Amazing. And then when you think of digging in, sometimes you think of agriculture. You think about how necessary it is for a farmer to break the soil, to dig in so that crops can grow. And even as we view this land has been used for a long time as farmland. And so that would have been an appropriate passage or selection to look at, where Jesus talks about how he's sending out workers into the harvest. But the thing that struck me about digging in was about building. And I think that kind of goes along with our overall theme today. It brings to mind what we're going to be doing here in October. You dig in to prepare a foundation. You must go down before you go up. What's on the surface must be supported by what's underneath. And if you don't have a good foundation, the building crumbles. And so in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, if you'll read it with me, Jesus talks about foundations. And he says, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain fell, the rivers rose, the winds blew, pounded that house, and yet it didn't collapse because its foundation was on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and doesn't act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, the rivers rose, the winds blew, and it pounded that house, and it collapsed. It collapsed with a great crash. And so we see Jesus make this distinction between two different types of foundations. The houses are similar, but it's the foundation that's key. And Jesus compares the foundation to a person who hears his words and puts them into practice in their life. That's the foundation. So the foundation for us today is important to examine my personal foundation. It's important to examine your personal foundation. What is your life built upon? Jesus says very clearly, if your life is not built upon his word and obedience to his word, then anything that goes on in your life will eventually collapse. It's like building your house on shifting sand for a foundation. And even as we look at this land, if you had a chance to get your picture taken to the photo booth, and as the shuttles come and collect you to take you back to the middle school for lunch, we encourage you, if you haven't had your picture made, have it made with a backdrop of this land. This land is beautiful today, is it not? It's amazing how God has provided. But let me think about this for a moment. In October, when equipment like this begins working, this land will become ugly real quick. It will become a mess real quick. But the ugliness is for a purpose. The hardship, the digging, preparing the foundation is so that what is built here will stand the test of time and the elements. It's a metaphor for our lives as well. Sometimes when we hear the words of Jesus in our life and we begin putting them into practice, we experience hardship. We experience turmoil. We might even experience some ugliness. Sometimes I've been known to tell people who are wrestling with decisions with God in their life, I'll say, sometimes it'll get worse before it gets better, at least from external observation. If you drive by this land in November, you're going to look out here and it may be a muddy mess. But we know that God has got something else going on physically here. And spiritually, God is doing an incredible work in our lives. Sometimes when we look at each other and we look at what our lives look like, we're just kind of like, ugh, I don't know what God is doing in you, but I'm trusting that he who began a good work in you will be faithful to bring it to completion. And so, as beautiful as this land is, we know it's going to be disturbed. And it's a great reminder that Scripture is clear that wisdom and foolishness in the building process center around a good foundation. And that good foundation is hearing and acting upon the words of Jesus. We know that ultimately Jesus is the foundation. Scripture calls him the cornerstone. In Isaiah chapter 28, verse 16, it says, "Therefore, the Lord God said, look, I have laid a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. The one who believes will be unshakable." So Jesus is the cornerstone. He is the foundation that we build our lives on. And only a life built on the teachings of Jesus and the ways of Jesus will stand. And so in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, that we read earlier, where Peter preached and said, there's salvation in no one else, for there is no other name given under heaven by which men must be saved. If you look just a few verses ahead, this is what Peter also said to the people of Jerusalem. He says, "Let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him, this man," a man who had been healed, "this man is standing here before you healthy. And this Jesus is the stone rejected by you, the builders, and he has become the cornerstone." There is salvation given under heaven by no other name other than the name of Jesus. And so as we wrap up this morning, as we prepare to literally dig in just a moment, we must ask ourselves, as we prepare this land for a physical foundation and our future ministry center, we must ask ourselves, how is our foundation? How is our spiritual foundation as a church? How is your spiritual foundation as an individual? North Star as a church is only as strong as each of us, as members of North Star, resolve to seek the Lord and intimacy through a love relationship with Jesus Christ. One of the things that we know from real life is that digging in requires work. It requires a lot of help from others. And things get uglier before they get better sometimes. And the same is true when we recognize Jesus as Lord of our lives. In John 14, 2, Jesus says, "In my Father's house are many rooms. If not, I would have told you. I'm going away to prepare a place for you." In 1954, Robert Munger wrote a little book. And a little book was called My Heart, Christ's Home. And this little book has a big title. It recognizes that when we invite Jesus as Lord into our lives, he is Lord. He is King. He won't leave our heart the way he found it. He begins a lifetime renovation and restoration project. He digs in. His ways are loving. His ways are patient. His ways are kind. But his ways are relentless. He will change me. He will change you. He is preparing for us a home in heaven, and he's preparing in our hearts a home for himself to reign so that we may be his church. And so then, in Colossians chapter 2, verse 6, it says, "Just as you have received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, being rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, just as you were taught, and overflowing with gratitude." Folks, it is time to dig in. It is time for us to dig in physically. It's time for us to dig in spiritually. It's time to dig in by faith. And so with that being said, it is my joy and it's my pleasure and privilege to introduce to you Justin Yalung, who's going to facilitate our digging in time. And for those of us who are going to be on shovels, if you'll bring your shovels down, we're going to line up across the front, and Justin's going to bring a few words. I believe Bob Jackson is going to come up and pray in just a moment as well.
Thank you, Jeff. As everyone's coming up to the front, I wanted to introduce Jeff mentioned earlier, Bob Jackson, our founding pastor. He's going to come up here, and he's going to pray over our ceremony, and I'm going to introduce to you the significance of the different people who are represented up here in our ceremony. Afterwards, we're going to dig, and then Jeff is going to close us, and we're going to head back to the middle school. So, Bob, if you wouldn't mind standing up. This is Bob Jackson. Thank you, Bob and Sandra, for coming here today, and please open us with prayer. Thank you.
Just before I pray, I want to recognize my partner in ministry, Sandra Jackson, without whom North Star would have never gotten off the ground. Sandra, please stand, if you will. Okay. Now, join me in prayer together. Father in heaven, at this momentous celebration of the groundbreaking for North Star Church in its first building, we want to lift our hearts to you in gratitude for all that you have done in bringing about this significant event. We recognize this morning that any glory, praise, or honor all belong to you for the miracles that have unfolded over the past 15 years here in this community as North Star has started, grown, and reached this milestone in its advance. And we also recognize that any progress in advancing the kingdom through this church in the future will be your doing as well. What you require on our part is simple enough, a complete trust in you and in your power to do the impossible, a commitment to live in and by the truth bound up in your word, the Bible, and a passion for the gospel of Jesus Christ by which people are forgiven of sin, born into the family of God, and indwelt by the Holy Spirit. On this important Sunday, when the foundation is begun for this new structure, our prayer is that you will use this building as a center for the proclamation of the whole counsel of God. Through Spirit-filled preaching and teaching, bring people to salvation, help them mature in wisdom and understanding, and send them out into the community and the world as your disciples. Through music and worship, draw the hearts of people into a circle of praise where the names of Jehovah God and your Son Jesus Christ are held up and adored. And through education and fellowship and small group and missions, develop people into skilled and dedicated servants who know how to use their spiritual gifts to bless the body of Christ and reach out to the lost. Finally, in this university setting, make North Star a light to the learned and the educated who so often know much about the world and its workings, but little of the God who made it and holds it together. We pray for the power of the Holy Spirit on this place. Sanctify this ground and this structure for your service and your glory. It's in the name of Jesus, our Savior, we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Bob. Before I introduce everybody up here on the stage, I have two other special guests that I'd like to introduce. First, coming from the Roanoke-Salem area, the mastermind, the creative man behind the vision of our site plan and our building, Mr. Nathan Harper from Spectrum Design. Please welcome Nathan. Thank you so much. Also hailing from Salem, the team that's tasked with building our beautiful building, and that is from G&H Contracting, Sheldon Henderson, Troy Henderson, and his beautiful family. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming here with us. You guys have been just an incredible team to work with, and we're so excited to keep moving forward with you. So up here up front, I have a number of participants who represent the different ministries and different demographics of North Star. We have Jeff, of course, our lead pastor, Bob Jackson, our church's founder, representing the building team, Josh Rancourt and Travis Jesse, our leadership board, Callaway Cass, GAP, our graduates and professionals ministry, Micah Martin, Connect, Morgan Wood, our youth, Matthew Christian, children's ministry, Rex Card, and our young couples, Ethan and Sarah Smith. So this is our moment, this is our time, and without further ado, please Watch out for the cords. We're going to dig in, but I'd like to if you could hold your poses awkwardly for pictures. Ready? Real dig. Let's dig in. You got it, Max? Hold. Hold it. There you go. Thank you. Also, lastly, before everyone sits down, I just wanted to let you know that Jim Rancourt, he really tried hard to be here, and he is so upset that he couldn't be here, but he got stuck. And so he's here in spirit, and I just wanted to give him a shout-out to our fearless leader of the Immeasurable MoreCon project. So, Jeff.
All right, guys, y'all can return to your seats. Justin, thank you so much. All the kids here were like, how did he get picked? That's amazing. I want to play with shovels in the worship service. These are the coolest Golling shovels, and I'm pretty sure we could get to our goal quicker. We're going to auction off each of these shovels for about $400,000 a piece. So feel free to write a check for that before you leave here today. But seriously, as you leave here today, we want to encourage you. Our buses are going to start running again. They're going to start picking you up. They're going to take you back to a different door in the middle school. They're going to deliver you to the back door where the cafeteria is and where we're going to be having lunch. And we know that some of you will not be staying for lunch. But when you get back to the middle school, you'll just walk through the middle school, exit out those front doors that you would normally come in for worship. Remember that next week we'll be having two services, 9 o'clock and 11. But if you will, you have a bag there with you. I want to point out a few things in your bag before we leave. In your bag, first of all, you have the brand new North Star magazine. And we print this about 3 times a year, and it really is intended to be encouraging, inspirational, and informative. But it's intended to pass through your hands into the hands of someone that doesn't know Jesus. We really have tried to identify stories and articles in a way that will speak to people, and we've intentionally told people's Jesus story in the articles, but we've done it in a way that we believe will be strategic and will be encouraging for our community. So we have more of these, obviously, and in the weeks to come, we hope that you'll pick up 2 or 3 and help us deliver them to doctor's offices and waiting rooms and friends and family, just helping us get this story out there of what God is doing in the lives of our church members. Second thing that you have in there is you have your bulletin, and if you've not turned in your Howdy card yet, please make sure you fill that out, and you can drop it on that back table before you leave today, or you can take it with you to the middle school, and you can leave it on the Immeasurably More table at the middle school. But you have a Immeasurably More brochure, and that has been updated with the latest design from Spectrum Design that G&H will begin building on the land in October. There's been some changes to that. You'll see one of the most significant changes is our office complex has been detached from the building. That allows us to phase our office complex, hitting our financial target. If money comes in, we can go ahead and build that office complex simultaneously. But otherwise, we'll be phasing that office complex in. It will be built as a shell, and then we'll come back later, and we will finish that out as the people of North Star. But we want to encourage you to read over that. Our original 3-year campaign began in October of 2015. And so for those of you who made 3-year commitments, at that time, your commitment period will be ending in a couple of months, less than a couple of months, actually. And so the very first Sunday of October, we're going to be relaunching the Immeasurably More campaign for a period of 18 months. To date, we've raised almost half of our $6 million goal. God has been amazingly faithful. God has done it. God has done it. But here's our vision, and here's our prayer, and here's our work. We're praying that you'll take those commitment cards home with you. You'll pray with your spouse. You'll pray with your family, your friends, and that you'll come back the first Sunday of October, and you'll join us with an 18-month commitment. And it's our prayer that God would raise the next half of what we need in 18 months, that we would be able to move into this facility debt-free. It will be something that only God Himself can do. We all know that. But that's our hope. That's what we'll be leaning into, and that's what we will be praying towards. And so we want to thank you again for being here with us today. I'm going to invite our worship team back up. They're going to close us in one final worship song. When they get finished, you can make your way either to the prayer stations at the four corners of the mode section. Spend some time in prayer while you're waiting for the shuttles. You can head over there to the road. The sheriff's department will be directing traffic. The buses will be picking you up. They'll be taking you back to the middle school for lunch. If you've not had your photo made at the photo booth, we want to invite you to do that as well. But let's go ahead and let's stand and let's worship the Lord as we prepare to leave.
We're so glad you found this message today. You can find more resources, including previous podcasts, at northstarfamily.org. Thanks again for listening, and we hope to see you next time at North Star Church.